Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive towards third. Ellerbe catches it and throws to first to double up Jamison. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Gerber reaches third base with a triple. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gerber scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive towards the mound. Kovileski catches it and throws to third to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into right field. Tobin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tobin. Sewell goes all the way around to score. McInnes moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wood reaches second base with a double. McInnes scores. It's Indians, 2. Browns, 2. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Severide. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker strikes out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Tobin steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerb moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ellerb moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Kovileski juggles the ball. That's an error on Kovileski. Ellerb scores. Tobin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Kovileski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to second to double up Jacobson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Stan Kovileski. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ginger Shinault now catching. Guy Morton now pitching. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellerb takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ellerb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ellerb moves to third. Van Gilder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerb scores. Van Gilder scores. Tobin moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler bunts and there's an error on the play. Tobin moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Tobin scores. Gerber moves to third. Sisler moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Sisler scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jameson bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Jack Tobin. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Speaker is chasing the ball. Shorten rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 10-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Shorten now playing right field. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Browns. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.